CCB Board Minutes Summaries, compiled by Artis Bazin, CCB Secretary. Teleconference Board Minutes, January 11, 2018, approved June 12, 2018. President Judy Wilkinson called the meeting to order, and Artis Bazin called the roll. All board members and 21 guests were present. Some donations were made toward convention expenses. The corrected 2017 November and December minutes were approved. The treasurer's report for 2017 was accepted. CCB ended the year with a negative balance. A motion was approved for the board and staff to begin evaluating and applying administrative fees in a retrospective manner to all programs, functions, events, and previously obtained gifts immediately. This means that costs will be assigned as we move forward from this point. A motion passed to approve the fiduciary oversight mandate that requires a board member to act as an active liaison for every committee, work group, planned giving trust, etc. Board liaisons will attend all meetings and report the nature of activities without compromising confidentiality to the full board in open public board meetings. Their purpose is to be a true liaison and ensure that the board members are meeting their fiduciary oversight responsibilities. A motion passed to adopt the DSI Major Gifts Ramp-Up Proposal. In the convention update, it was stated meal discounts were made on breakfasts and luncheons, but no discount was made on the banquet. The Constitution and Bylaws Committee is finalizing the proposed bylaws and will distribute them on the three email lists and available in other formats as well. The meeting adjourned at 9:22 p.m. California Council of the Blind Convention Board Meeting Minutes, March 24, 2018, approved July 12, 2018. Judy Wilkinson opened the meeting, and Artis Bazin read the roll call. Gail Crossan was the only one absent. A report on the auction at the Dining in the Dark event showed CCB made approximately $11,000. A report on the SDI Major Ramp-Up Program was given. Members gave a list of possible goals for CCB and the blind in the future. Members both young and old, full integration, strong advocacy, clear vision, funding sources, more paid staff, educational events, expand outreach to whole state, need services, offer tech training, have training classroom for both employment and for personal use, in-service training for facilities who need training dealing with persons who are blind, making inroads on attitudes for those working in social services, staff position for public affairs, media, scheduling interviews, training centers like NFB, including guide dog, diabetes support groups, employment, mentoring, training, training for chapter members, CCB, economically solvent and more staff, community-oriented organization, speaking to the community, inclusive of those with multiple disabilities, mentoring with teachers and other fields so they understand blindness, staff and board dressed professionally, look at advocacy and committees. Zoom cloud meetings will be used for future outreach. Several chapters were not represented at this convention. Staff should be in Southern and Northern California. Use volunteers in the office to answer phones and more paid staff as funding becomes available. Other items were meeting needs of members, marketing our programs and services, grassroots planting grant, training chapters so each chapter has project, organized outreach in the medical community, reach underserved communities, change is as good as rest. Committees should be active, have county contact, mentors working with people, diversity in the organization, continue to share ideas, roll up sleeves, chapter projects and media, at-large members' quarterly calls, family organization, attitude of gratitude. The meeting adjourned at 8:45 a.m. Board informational session, May 10, 2018, approved July 12, 2018. Judy Wilkinson called the meeting to order. Members for the new board were invited as well as continuing members. Louis Fawcett outlined the major gifts campaign, the 18-month calendar, and donor-centric three-year campaign budget. November 6th will be the major donor awareness event. Topics were brainstorming host committee participants and scheduling and executing a strategic planning session, including mission, vision, event, purpose. More will be discussed in next informational meeting on May 24th, including rationale for funding, campaign, and what is fundable, what areas are from the board perspective, support for seniors, strategic initiative, and special projects. Input from members will come after the board discussion. An informational report on convention expenses showed the convention lost less money than any year in current history. An informational report on Dining in the Dark showed the function went well. An updated spreadsheet will be sent. After concerns were raised, chapters and committees will be told to submit only the total volunteer hours, not separate function hours. There needs to be a discussion of proper letterhead in the future. Sarah will collect chapter letterheads for this discussion. Gabe will create a list of policy priorities. The meeting adjourned at 9 p.m. Corporate Strategy and Accountability Information Session, May 24, 2018, approved July 12, 2018. All board members were present, including new ones. Under the CCB 501(c)(3) nonprofit status, the exempt purpose of the CCB is as follows: to expand the economic opportunities, stimulate the remunerative or paid employment, and promote the general welfare of the blind of California, and to cooperate with the National Federation of the Blind in promoting the welfare of the blind everywhere. The board considered whether the vision, mission, and activities need to be adjusted to stay true to the founder's vision and the official exempt purpose of the CCB. According to the website, the vision of the CCB is that culture, laws, programs, and attitudes throughout California are inclusive of all people, especially persons who are blind or visually impaired. The board agreed with the following. Number one, CCB will keep the purpose as is in the current incorporation papers. Number two, the following shortening of the mission statement will be presented to the membership. The mission of CCB is to increase the independence and equality of opportunity for the blind and low vision community. Number three, the following four strategy goals for the campaign should be recommended in the public meeting. Uncompromising equality of opportunity, stressing new beginnings for those newly losing sight, senior solutions, achieving access with transportation and technology. Three budget avenues, operations, key projects, and endowment. The board also discussed what we need from possible host committee members with details to follow. The meeting adjourned at 9:18 p.m. Teleconference board meeting June 12, 2018. Approved July 12, 2018. Judy Wilkinson opened the meeting and called the roll. Artis Bazin, Gail Crossan, and Pam Metz were absent. 21 additional CCB members were present. A motion passed to ratify the email vote to accept Ken Metz to the CCB Hall of Fame. A motion passed to ratify an email motion to work with Disability Rights California on the issue of accessible forms. The treasurer's report showed the smallest convention loss in recent history. A motion passed to accept the treasurer's report. A motion passed to drop the words "of opportunity" in the proposed mission statement. The new mission statement is, "The purpose of the California Council of the Blind is to increase independence and equality of all Californians who are blind or low vision." All agreed to leave for CCB members off any strategy. Judy read the list of goals the CCB board had proposed for funding efforts. Some suggested youth be added. However, most felt youth would be covered under the topics specified. The following category names and descriptions were generally agreed upon. Number one, new beginnings, focusing on transitioning to new blindness skills, including outreach to optometrists and ophthalmologists. Number two, senior solutions, focusing on needs of seniors, sharing support groups, mentoring, referring curriculum, including Bonnie's ebook, as well as information and referral. Number three, achieving access with transportation and technology, providing resources on the CCB website and paid and personal volunteer activities. Number four, equality through advocacy, focusing on individual and legal advocacy. All agreed CCB needs to create outreach to the medical community, ophthalmologists, optometrists, educating them about blindness and giving them some information. We need to ask them to contact CCB as a resource. We should organize a network of individual mentors to provide information and referral and create mentoring support groups. We should hire a chair of governmental affairs or a lobbyist and also an advocacy specialist who could help people with individual advocacy needs. The consensus was for immediate assistance to provide advocacy and help with information and referral. This could be a hired person or volunteers. Suggestions for CCB milestones for case for support. The following list of past CCB efforts which were crucial to blind persons were listed. The White Cane Law, ATM access, quiet car legislation, voting rights, prescription drugs, point of sale machines, audio description in movie theaters, APS, audio pedestrian signals, San Francisco, low-income property tax, licensing cases, teacher accreditation, and law school exam access, guide dog action including discrimination and the Robbins Act, BART access, elevators and detectable warnings, access to library services, In public comments, a request was made to change the order of banquet presentations so awards aren't last. Teleconference Board Meeting Minutes, July 12, 2018, approved August 9, 2018. President Judy Wilkinson opened the board meeting and Artis Bazin called the roll. Pam Metz was the only one absent. 15 members of the public were present, as well as Paul Shane. Since it was a negative vote, it wasn't necessary to ratify no vote for increase to crisis fund. A motion passed to ratify the email vote against further legal action toward Alameda County regarding accessible voting. A motion passed to accept the CCB 2018 Board Convention Minutes as set. The motion to accept the May 10 minutes was passed. A motion was passed to approve the May 24th minutes. The motion passed to approve the Fresno Hotel for 2019 to replace the 2019 bid from the Sacramento Marriott Hotel because of remodeling problems and work with Fresno on the details to make sure they are satisfactory. For the 2020 convention, Fresno and Sacramento are the current best options, and all options will be checked. Peter Pardini, Judy Wilkinson, and Lisa Presley Thomas will meet at the office on July 25th to make the changeover to the new treasurer. Artis sent the business meeting minutes to the office. It was reported approximately $17,000 in sales was collected during the fireworks sale. The profit should range between $5,000 and $6,000. The CCB logo policy was discussed. The policy should be clearer, so it was referred back to the subcommittee. It was suggested a form be available to fill in for logos once policy is set. After the hearing of the public, the meeting adjourned at 9 p.m.